and I'm going to pastor with all my energy. Girl, I'm going to give all my strength and energy to this thing. Why? Because I know that being faithful right where I'm at is opening the door to the next place God's called me to be. You see, you've got to be faithful with the little so he can give you the much. Amen. We all want to fulfill our call, but we've got to be faithful just in this little place right now. We got to be faithful right now. We're almost there, right? See, you're almost to the next place, child. So let's look at Romans 11, 29. It says in Romans 11, 29, the gifts and calling of God are without repentance, okay? Some say irrevocable, okay? It means that God's not taking those back, okay? You have gifts and callings of God, and they're without repentance. And so we've established that every one of us have a calling. The gifts and callings of God are irrevocable. And what that means is they're without repentance. And to repent is to change one's mind. See, God's not going to change his mind about your gifts and your callings. See, he's not changing his mind. See, he's not like, well, you know what? She really likes this over here. And so I called her to do this, but I'm going to switch it over here because that's really what she wants. No, they are not changing. Now, God will let you take that path. He'll let you go ahead and take your own path because he gives man free will. So you have the ability to go that way. And I think of it almost like this, Sister Monica. It's like it says that we're to, there is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So I feel like what we do when we take our own way and it's still this good stuff, it becomes just the good will of God when we miss the perfect. See, we can do the good will of God, we can do the acceptable will of God, and we can fulfill the perfect will of God. You see, I'm not settling for anything less. I want the perfect will of God for my life. You see, I believe that's why Jesus said at the end of his life, I finished the work you gave me to do. He had done it perfectly. But you and I have to follow the leading of the Spirit and give ourselves fully to what he's saying if we're going to be able to stand there at the end and say, I fulfilled the perfect will of God for my life. Okay? Now, the gifts and callings he's not going to change his mind on. All of us are gifted. And all of us have a calling on our life, okay? So at the end, you're going to give an account of God unto God whether you fulfilled your call. Did you fulfill it? It's like, now this has no bearing on your salvation. I want to encourage you with that. But did you fulfill what he actually called you to do? You're going to stand and give an account for that. And so what I want you to notice, you say, yeah, but Tammy, I don't feel confident enough. I don't know that I can do what God's called me to do. Like, for example, when God was calling me, boy, I remember he was calling me to lead worship. Okay. And I remember, Sister Monica, I'm going to tell you right now, I didn't even know how to play an instrument as far as like a mainstream instrument that could be used to lead worship. I didn't know how to play a piano. I didn't know how to play a guitar. Nope, I didn't. And he called me. And I said, oh, Jesus, how am I going to do this, okay? So I just began to spend time with him. I picked up my guitar, okay? I had a guitar. We were in a musical family. I sat down, and I found three chords, Monica, found three chords. I said, God, I know you've called me to this, so I'm going to just sit down and let you help me. I just started playing three chords. I mean, you should have heard me. It was like, bump, bump, bump. It was terrible. Okay? And then I had to wait 5 seconds, switch the key. And I was just asking God to help me. Do you know, I learned to play the guitar sitting in my bedroom with Jesus every day. And so he called me for this. And I said, God, I don't know how to do it. Then you know what he did, Monica? He told me, he said, Tammy, I want you to begin to prepare. Now, by the way, nobody's asked me to lead worship. He just called me to it. And I started, he said, Tammy, I want you to get all, because back in that day, it was transparencies, okay? You had the little machine that you put the transparency on. And so he said, I want you to get music sets ready to go. I said, okay. So I started getting the transparencies, getting them all ready. I wouldn't tell nobody because I thought they're going to think I'm crazy. So I'm putting these all together. So I get my sets together and everything. I was overwhelmed. I was like, oh, I could never do this. I get a call out of the blue. No one knows I'm doing this. I get a call out of the blue. And a lady says to me, hey, this might seem really crazy, but I just, you know, the Lord put you on my heart. A church down in Granite is needing a worship leader. Would you be willing to do that? And I said, terrified, yes, I would.
Come on.
I was terrified, okay? You see, but God is not looking for your ability. He's looking for a surrendered vessel who's willing to go and let him give you the ability to do what he's called you to do. Did you hear this? The Bible says that the gifts and callings of God, the callings and gifts of God are irrevocable. Let me tell you that your calling comes with gifts. Amen? See, he didn't just give you the call. He gave you the gifts. See, he's going to equip you to do what he's called you to do. Glory to God. Don't worry that you don't have that worked out right now. Just say, God, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. And you just step out by faith and start the process of obeying God right where you're at. When he was telling me, Tammy, I want you to go into the bedroom and I want you to play your guitar. I said, okay, Lord. So I started. I remember standing up there terrified. I thought I have no business standing up here leading anybody in worship. But God said, I'm not looking for somebody who's qualified. I'm qualifying the called. Okay. He's going to equip you, child. So ask him for the gifts. None of us are going to be able to say, I just couldn't do it, Lord. I couldn't do what you asked me to do, because he said, I gave you the gifts to do it. He said, I'm going to give you the gifts to do it, child. They are without repentance as well. And so you may think, well, I'm not knowledgeable enough in the word. I'm not bold enough. I'm not a speaker. I'm not someone who does these things. Well, he didn't ask you to be someone to do those things. He asked you to just stand by faith and be available to let him do his will through your life. You see, it's not about what you feel confident in yourself. You should be confident in God. Amen. My confidence is not in me. You see, so if you're going to fulfill God's call on your life, you're going to have to rest in the fact that he has gifted you, and he will equip you to do what he's called you to do. Amen. So that doesn't mean you're not going to have feelings of timidity or inferiority or fear. It doesn't mean those things aren't going to come in. It just means that you're going to push through those by the power of the Spirit. You're going to say, I'm not going to let those things hold me back. I'm going to go and do what God called me to do, regardless of how I feel about it. Okay. So we live by the word of God, not by what we feel. Amen. So I want us to turn to Philippians 3:14. Philippians 3:14, and then we'll take a prayer break after that. Philippians 3:14. I hope you're growing in your understanding of how to walk out your calling. Philippians 3:14 says this: I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now listen, you're going to have to pursue and press toward the goal, the mark of the goal, okay? The prize, the reward of your high calling. See, your calling is a high calling. And I believe that goes back to that high calling, I believe, is the perfect calling of God. It's the perfect will of God for your life. And see, I believe Paul could have stopped and just settled for the good will of God right here. And he would not have pressed toward the high calling. See, you and I are going to have to press if we want to fulfill the high calling of God. You see, many, many Christians are sitting here, and me included for a long time, I sat there and I just settled for just the goodwill of God, and I was not pressing toward my calling. You see, I want to fulfill the high calling of God for my life, and you and I are going to have to press toward it if we're going to do that, okay? So, Hebrews 5:8. Now, I want to say this. It says that you and I are going to have to press toward the mark of the goal, okay? Toward the goal. Now, that word mark, I want you to understand this, is, I don't know if I'm going to say it right, it's scopos, okay? And the word means skeptical. Ooh, I love it. The word means skeptical. So, which skeptical means this. It means to peer about at something that seems to be concealed, okay? There's a concealment. And so, he said, when I say press toward the mark of the goal, okay, he's saying of the high prize, he's saying that God's call for your life isn't always going to be clear. Okay, God's life for your or God's call on your life is not always going to be clear, but you are going to press toward his call for your life one mile marker at a time. Okay, you don't see the whole picture, you see one mile marker at a time. So stop trying to wait until, because I remember forever, I was like, I don't know what my calling is, you know, and I just get so discouraged, like, God, I need to know my calling. I don't know what my calling is. You see, you're not going to know the full picture of it. You're going to be faithful to peer into the moment where you're at right now and see what mile marker you're at and what mile marker is up ahead. You're going to do what God gave you to do right now. And then, child, you're going to go ahead and fulfill the high calling of God for your life. You're going to hit the mark. You're going to reach the goal. If you'll just be faithful right here at the mile marker you're at, you will get to the finish line. You will. Glory Amen. To God.
For me, you know, I want to talk about what you're talking about here for a minute.
Yes.
For me, when I first started coming here, I was like a beat down dog. Mm. I was so beat spiritually. Mm-hmm. I mean, I probably looked like death walking.
Wow.
A walking mm-hmm. death is probably what I looked like. Wow. And it was scary for me at first.
Yes.
And the more I came, the more I got adjusted to it.
Yes.
And I was comfortable with what I was doing, helping with the camera and doing the prayer request. You know, I was comfortable. I got cozy with that.
That's right.
And then out of nowhere, Pastor Tom comes in, and Miss Neva was running a little bit behind. And Pastor Tom's like, why don't you go ahead and let's start?
Oh.
You know, and what do you say whenever your guest comes in and says, let's start. And I'm like, I've never run the board before. But you've seen it done.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
And for me in that moment, it took a lot for me
to
get over myself.
Yes.
And my feelings.
That's right.
And take that step. That first step out of fear.
Wow.
And my first step into faith.
Woo! You came out of fear and stepped into faith.
Yes. Wow. How many times do we let fear put that barrier up from allowing us to take that step in faith?
Wow.
You know, Pastor Dwight, you know, we say this in our church.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, somebody's like, well, I hear, but I don't know if it's God. What if it's not God? But what if it is?
Yes.
What if it is?
Yes.
Take the step. Mm. You're not going to know unless you take the step.
That's right.
Take the step no matter where you're at.
Amen.
Take that step out of fear and put your foot down in faith and start walking in faith.
Wow.
And see where God takes you and leads you.
Praise God.
You know, if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be here.
Amen. Me
neither. Period.
Me neither.
I mean, I remember whenever I was in Dallas working the clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was probably 18 years old. And just come out of a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting backstage,
mm-hmm.
and I just, this feeling came over me. I didn't want to be there.
Wow.
This is not what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And I cried out to God to bring me out of that.
Wow.
And God, I grew up watching wrestling. And that's what I wanted to be when I grew up.
Oh, my goodness.
As a little girl, watch wrestling with my grandma and grandpa.
Oh.
And that's what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And in that cry, he heard me.
Mm.
And this is how God worked for me.
Mm.
He sent 3 wrestlers to the club.
Oh, my goodness.
And offered me a wrestling job.
Wow.
And he just showed me this recently.
Mm.
And it still brings tears to my eyes as how intimately he knows me.
Oh, I know.
He sent the Freebirds.
Oh, my gosh.
He sent the Freebirds to free me from that self-inflicted hell that I put myself in. He sent Michael Hayes, Terry Gordy, and Buddy Roberts.
Mm.
The Freebirds. Come on.
That's wild.
And he just showed me that, you know, and I've kind of overlooked it.
Yes.
But he wanted to make sure.
Wow.
And it makes me tear up.
Yes, Mom.
Because he is just sweet like that. Oh, and it's like, Lord, you sent the free birds
to free
me. Yes. From my hell. Wow. That I put myself into. Oh my goodness. That's how much you love me.
Yes.
And it took me stepping out of my fear.
Yep.
And walking in faith.
Wow.
I didn't know, but I took that step.
Yes.
And what if it was God? What if it is God?
That's right. Praise God, Monica. Wow. That's awesome.